Brian Hansen is founder and creator of the legendary Club Skirts Presents The Dinah, the largest lesbian event in the world that's happening in Palm Springs, April 3rd through April 7th. Hi, Mariah.
Hey, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
I'm great.
Tell us about the Dinah weekend in Palm Springs.
It's a 5 days of wild, entertaining fun for women. It is the largest lesbian event in the world. We pack it with very high-profile entertainment. Women are coming from all over the world. We have comedy. We have live music. We have film festivals, concerts. It's just 5 days of more lesbian fun than you can imagine.
How did you become involved?
I threw the best parties in college, and that just turned out to be what I needed to do because I wasn't really very good at anything else. So in 1991, I presented my first Dinah Shore weekend, and it was an instant hit. I just have a natural knack for throwing parties and marketing and bringing together a lot of different elements that create something really magical. And, you know, I'm really grateful for it. It's turned out to be a great career.
What special celebrities will be appearing this year?
This year we have Carmen, and we have Her, and we have Havana Brown, and several emerging artists, Katie Tiz and Kay Rose, and we've got Diana King from Jamaica who just came out, and I'm really excited to have her because I just feel like her courage recently, for me, just stands above and beyond because her lifestyle is forbidden in her home country. So to come out was a really brave gesture. And she's really excited to come because she did just come out, so she's never been to the Dinah before. In addition to that, we always have celebrity appearances. So we have just about every lesbian you can think of for our poker tournament. We have Kiyomi and Lauren from The Real L Word, as well as several other members that have been coming year after year. We have Fortune Feimster from Chelsea Lately, Suzanne Westenhofer. Jill Bennett is making some appearances. It's a great roster, and we're excited about everyone that's coming this year.
Tell us about what events are planned for this year.
Every year we have a kind of a template of programming. And so that starts on Wednesday with an opening party. We have comedy on Thursday and another bigger opening party. Friday, we've got a huge pool party. Friday night is the world-famous Dinah White party. Saturday, another massive pool party. And Saturday night, we have our themed party, which this year the Dinah goes to Monte Carlo. And we're doing some gambling with celebrity poker. All the proceeds are going to HRC. Sunday, same gig, huge, crazier pool party because it's the last day. And Sunday night, we've added a concert with Her. And then our Sunday closing party. And in addition, we've added Friday night a film festival, Joel Bennett's Second Shot, and then Paige Hurwitz, who's known as just a great lesbian comic, but also producer of Last Comic Standing, worked for the OWN Network, and she made a film, a documentary about the Dinah. And I'm really excited to present that this year. So, you know, we have some new stuff and we have some events that I don't think people would ever forgive me if I took off the program.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
I've been an avid advocate of our rights in my entire career, and I think there's lots of ways to do it. For me, what's most important, I've served on a lot of boards, cable car wards in San Francisco, and for, I think, 6 years, Equality California. And my passion is also really getting involved in helping to promote LGBT film, because I think that the more we get our word out, the more straight people who just need to be our allies see our lives in context that they can relate to, our path gets easier. And I think we're in a critical time right now because I think younger LGBT Americans, it's easier than it's ever been thanks to a lot of hard work, but it seems easy, but we still don't have our rights, so there's a lot of work to be done. And I really try to add an element at the Dinah because I have a lot of younger LGBT Americans to kind of put in little aspects of the weekend that are charitable in really fun ways that they can relate to, so that they're also reminded that we're just not through yet. You know, there's gay bullying is almost epidemic as far as I'm concerned. There shouldn't be one, and there's far too many. And, you know, our right to marriage, you know, I think we're getting closer than ever, but there's a lot of work to be done. So my commitment's very strong, and I try to act personally with passion and also at my events.
What would you like to see the Obama administration accomplish for our LGBT community in the next 4 years?
I am so proud of our president. I know that he's gotten a little bit of flack for not moving fast enough, but he's in that last 4 years, thank God he got reelected, where I think he can really make some change, and it looks like he's going to. Obviously, the whole Supreme Court brief will really help with the decision that's coming around the corner. I have a feeling it's going to be in our favor.
You mentioned gay bullying. You know, LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and we continue to have numerous teens taking their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
I think the It Gets Better campaign was one of the most brilliant campaigns I've ever seen. My advice for anyone who's being bullied is that it's just temporary. Childhood is so difficult. We all have difficult childhoods, and it's 4 times, I think it's 100 times more difficult for LGBT youth. But try to find support groups, even reaching out to LGBT centers if that's appropriate. But I think when you reach out, you do find support. So mostly it's don't feel so isolated. Try not to feel so isolated that you're afraid to reach out, because I think that there's friends there. You have to trust your intuition and find that support. But at the end of the 18 years, it gets better. It does. I love that campaign because I think most adults will tell you that they felt the same way, most LGBT adults. And there's so many poignant stories about older LGBT Americans who almost committed suicide but then went on to lead these really amazing lives that would have been ended abruptly, and all the change or good that they did would have never happened. So it's really a hang in there. It's a difficult time for everybody. But I think, too, that help is on the way. I mean, I think these campaigns are helping, and I think it's becoming very unfashionable because it's all about trending. It's becoming uncool to be a bully. And so I think it's already starting to get better.
How can people get information about the Dinah Palm Springs weekend?
You can get information about the Dinah at thedinah.com. Also, we have a big presence on Facebook at Club Skirts Dinah Shore Weekend. And you can also, actually, we're very accessible. You can even pick up a phone and call us. So we're really very appreciative of our customers and are very accessible to them.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
Question that I would love for people to ask me is, where do you see the event going? And I have to say I'm really excited about where we're taking this event. It's become a reputable music festival, and we are attracting better and better, more high-profile emerging artists and established artists, which is exciting for the lesbian community because it was very hard for me to book acts even as little as 8 years ago, and now they're asking to play the event. So we're getting real incredible entertainment, but even beyond that, we've just aligned with HRC. I feel like it's the best charity fit that I've ever had, so we're just going to continue to work to remind people of the work that still needs to be done in fun ways like celebrity poker contests. And their presence there should be really, really fun. But lastly, we're just growing, and we're growing because of such great support, not only in the States, but all over the world. This is going to be the largest Dinah Shore weekend in history. And we're moving towards actually taking over the entire block of Tockwitz Canyon, which is the main strip that intersects with Palm Canyon. So we are going to own every hotel on an entire city block. And I'm really excited about that because the city has been so embracing. They love the Dinah Shore weekend. They love the gay aspect of the city dynamic. And it's really the perfect place to be producing this event because they are helping us every step of the way to grow it and love our market. So it's a good time for this weekend. It's a good time for our customers. The city is so welcoming. They've actually created a VIP card for everybody that's coming to the Dinah Shore weekend this year. So I like where it's going, and I'm proud of what we've done.
Do you have a favorite quote and mantra to get you through difficult times?
I actually do. It's actually listed on my website, on my newsletter pop-up. It's by Mary Ann Radmacher, and I'm going to read it to you. It says, live with intention, walk to the edge, listen hard, practice wellness, play with abandon, laugh. Choose with no regret. Appreciate your friends. Continue to learn. Do what you love. Live as if this is all there is.